You will hear a man called Tom Botham giving a talk about newspaper journalism. For questions 9 to 18, complete the sentences with a word or short phrase. You now have 45 seconds to look at part 2.
Hello, my name's Tom Botham. Thanks for coming to this talk about newspaper journalism. I'll tell you a bit about how I got into it, and there'll be some time at the end to ask any questions. As you know, newspaper journalists report on local and national events, everything from news and business to culture and sport. The usual way to become a journalist is by first gaining a qualification in journalism or writing. Though these days many newspaper editors welcome people with degrees in other subjects, such as economics, which is the route I took, or science. So, if you're already studying another subject, like music, all is not lost. Specialising in an unrelated subject can put you in a strong position, should you want to work for a specialist publication, for example. It's difficult to get ahead in the field without having a recognised journalism certificate, in addition to your university studies. In preparation for this qualification, you can do a course where you'll learn the basics of news reporting and, my personal favourite, how to conduct interviews. You also need editing skills, preparing copy for print. When you're applying for a journalism role, you have to prove you can actually put pen to paper, or fingers to keyboard, and create a compelling piece that grabs the reader's attention. Potential employers will want to see your portfolio, a collection of articles you've had published. This doesn't have to be in national publications. Anything you've had printed in a local magazine or paper will prove your writing ability. There are lots of ways to get writing experience. Like me, lots of budding journalists contribute to their student magazine doing things like music reviews. My own involvement was as a film critic, and my best friend wrote features on student issues. It's great fun, and you make loads of good friends, and if you're lucky, some useful contacts in the industry. Employers aren't only interested in how well you can write, though. Journalists have to be able to demonstrate evidence of other key skills, such as organisation, oral communication, and an ability to work under pressure to meet deadlines. On a more personal level, you'll need to have a flexible approach, as well as persistence and motivation. You also need to think about what else you can offer employers, especially as newspapers are now available in many formats, including online. My brother runs his own web design company, and I'd been involved in that as a weekend job while I was studying. Other things, like video skills and understanding social media, definitely come in useful for online publishing. My own background certainly helped me progress in my career. I got my first job as a junior reporter on a local newspaper, which is the usual route. I won't pretend it was the most glamorous job, but it did provide me with invaluable experience, and it had its perks. I regularly got to go and watch football matches, which was a real bonus. I also had to go to things like school talent shows and amateur theatre performances, which weren't quite as fascinating. I currently work on a regional paper, which is a step up from the local one. Working on a smaller paper suits me because I have more responsibility than I would on a national paper. I get involved in all aspects of the job, from deciding what will go where to what content to include in our daily e-newsletter. I specialise in research, my preferred aspect of the role, and also make sure our advertising copy is consistent. There are great opportunities for career progression as a journalist. I'm definitely planning on staying in the field, though I wouldn't mind investigating other avenues. Many journalists will tell you that they want to progress to a sub-editor role and eventually land the top job as editor, something I used to want myself. In fact, I fancy trying something totally different, and I'm looking into the possibilities of becoming a photographer here. But enough about me. Are there any questions?
Now you will hear part two again.
Hello, my name's Tom Botham. Thanks for coming to this talk about newspaper journalism. I'll tell you a bit about how I got into it, and there'll be some time at the end to ask any questions. As you know, newspaper journalists report on local and national events, everything from news and business to culture and sport. The usual way to become a journalist is by first gaining a qualification in journalism or writing, though these days many newspaper editors welcome people with degrees in other subjects, such as economics, which is the route I took, or science. So, if you're already studying another subject, like music, all is not lost. Specialising in an unrelated subject can put you in a strong position, should you want to work for a specialist publication, for example. It's difficult to get ahead in the field without having a recognised journalism certificate, in addition to your university studies. In preparation for this qualification, you can do a course where you'll learn the basics of news reporting and, my personal favourite, how to conduct interviews. You also need editing skills, preparing copy for print. When you're applying for a journalism role, you have to prove you can actually put pen to paper, or fingers to keyboard, and create a compelling piece that grabs the reader's attention. Potential employers will want to see your portfolio, a collection of articles you've had published. This doesn't have to be in national publications. Anything you've had printed in a local magazine or paper will prove your writing ability. There are lots of ways to get writing experience. Like me, lots of budding journalists contribute to their student magazine doing things like music reviews. My own involvement was as a film critic, and my best friend wrote features on student issues. It's great fun, and you make loads of good friends, and if you're lucky, some useful contacts in the industry. Employers aren't only interested in how well you can write, though. Journalists have to be able to demonstrate evidence of other key skills, such as organisation, oral communication, and an ability to work under pressure to meet deadlines. On a more personal level, you'll need to have a flexible approach, as well as persistence and motivation. You also need to think about what else you can offer employers, especially as newspapers are now available in many formats, including online. My brother runs his own web design company, and I'd been involved in that as a weekend job while I was studying. Other things, like video skills and understanding social media, definitely come in useful for online publishing. My own background certainly helped me progress in my career. I got my first job as a junior reporter on a local newspaper, which is the usual route. I won't pretend it was the most glamorous job, but it did provide me with invaluable experience, and it had its perks. I regularly got to go and watch football matches, which was a real bonus. I also had to go to things like school talent shows and amateur theatre performances, which weren't quite as fascinating. I currently work on a regional paper, which is a step up from the local one. Working on a smaller paper suits me because I have more responsibility than I would on a national paper. I get involved in all aspects of the job, from deciding what will go where to what content to include in our daily e-newsletter. I specialise in research, my preferred aspect of the role, and also make sure our advertising copy is consistent. There are great opportunities for career progression as a journalist. I'm definitely planning on staying in the field, though I wouldn't mind investigating other avenues. Many journalists will tell you that they want to progress to a sub-editor role and eventually land the top job as editor, something I used to want myself. In fact, I fancy trying something totally different, and I'm looking into the possibilities of becoming a photographer here. But enough about me. Are there any questions?
That is the end of part 2.